Back from Exile by Heather Plett. I think it's time to stop gaslighting yourself, Tenderness said. Whenever you do that, you send parts of yourself into exile. What do you mean? I asked, genuinely puzzled. You often downplay the pain that you've experienced in the past, Tenderness said, or you tell yourself not to take things so seriously, or you internalize a challenging situation and assume it must be your own fault. But I don't understand what this has to do with sending parts of myself into exile. When you do that, Tenderness said softly, you silence the part of you that is feeling pain or betrayal or disappointment or fear. You tell that part that those feelings aren't valid and that you're not willing to hold space for them.
I've never thought of it like that before, I said.
Remember yesterday when your friend asked you about that hard time when your daughter was in the hospital and you brushed it off and didn't admit how afraid you were at the time?
Yes, I said. I guess it was making me feel vulnerable to admit how scary that time was.
I understand that, Tenderness said, but what about the part of you who lived through that time and needs to be witnessed? What about her feelings? You're pretending she was fine, and in the meantime, you're brushing her aside and gaslighting her for having so many complicated emotions at that time.
I guess that's true, I said. I never thought of it that way before.
Imagine if a member of your family told you about their pain or disappointment or fear, and you said those feelings weren't welcome in your house and they had to either shut them down or leave. That's what you're doing to yourself on a regular basis.
I don't know what to say, I stuttered. I guess I've been cruel to myself.
Dear one, Tenderness said, gentle as always, it's what you knew how to do. It's what you'd seen modeled, and it's what you were taught in childhood. You were just trying to survive. I'm not telling you this now so that you'll criticize yourself for doing it. That will just be more gaslighting. I'm telling you so that you can welcome those parts back.
How do I do that? I asked.
Listen to them. Let them tell you how they felt. Believe them. Bring them back into the circle of your heart. Witness the full range of their emotional experiences if they feel the need to express them.
Some of them are pretty deeply hidden by now, I said. It might take a while.
I know, said Tenderness, they probably won't trust you to keep them safe at first, but you can take the time that's needed. That's what this house was built for.
Also, I said, sometimes I get scared that if I give them too much attention, those big emotions I was feeling at the time will overwhelm me and I'll get stuck in them.
Remember, said Tenderness, that you have the tools to hold and witness them without being consumed by them. Remember what you've learned from having a mindfulness practice. Notice, label, be curious, and then let pass. You're not going to cling to those emotions. You're going to let them pass. They don't have to control you.
Right, I said. I think I can do that.
Reflections. Which parts of you are you most inclined to gaslight? In other words, which emotional experiences do you downplay, stuff down, or shame yourself for? Is there a ritual that might help invite those parts of you back from exile? Have a conversation with a former version of yourself in your journal.